generally we're probably getting to quite a small size really. The average family farm is probably, I would guess, getting up to at least 150 cows. We've got a dairy farm here on the edge of Gloucestershire, so we're milking cows. We've got about 120 cows at the moment. So I think there's about 105 in milk production, and then another 15 that are dry, so they're in their dry periods before they have a baby, where they don't give any milk. And then we've got about another 100 young stock, mostly dairy heifers, that will go into milk production once they've had their first baby at about 2 years old. We've a family run farm here with both my parents, and we've got about 120 acres that we own here. And then there's a little bit more land that's rented to grow forage to feed the cows throughout the winter. In the middle of the month, next week, the week today, we'll have our milk check for last month's milk, and on there it will be how much milk you produced, what the level of butter fat in it was, what the level of protein in it was, the level of cell count and the bacteria level in it. And based on those five things, if you can include volume bonus, that will dictate then your price. On their standard litre, I think it's 23.5 or pence per litre, yeah, which is probably below the cost of production to produce it.
Infertility is huge in dairy herds, and it's one of the most common causes. Hello, smiley baby. It's one of the most common causes for culling, because you can't get the macking calf. And obviously, if they have to give birth to start each cycle of lactation, they need, ideally on a yearly cycle or a bit more than yearly, to have a new calf and you can start things over. It's inherent to the problem we've made. So what we've tried to do with dairy cattle is we've bred them to uncouple their milk production from their looking after their own bodies. So you need to have a certain level of body fat to be able to reproduce successfully. And what we've done in dairy cattle is it's called milking off their back, is how farmers refer to it. And most lactating animals do it. I mean, gosh, all my clothes are a bit big at the moment, which is not normally a problem I have in life. When you're making milk, you do lose weight. But with dairy cattle, they carry on doing that straight through self-preservation. And so they get very thin.
Yeah. Because when they have the first calf, yeah, and even when we're leading her in, if you just stay well back, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's all new. Yeah. And it's only 6 days.
She's not that unpredictable anymore.
Right.
But it's more,
she's just big.
She's big because we're trying to milk her and she's not used to it.
Yeah.
But if she feels crowded by lots of people she doesn't know, she might be a lot more twitchy.
Yeah,
and that
exactly.
makes it hard work for the person.
Her lowing to her
calf.
Her
lowing, that special sound. It's like,
that's how it. She calls.
That's her maternal noise.
Is it, or is it stress?
No, that's her being nice to her. We've got two Jersey cows who are our milking cows. We're training her to be hand-milked. We hand-milk our cows always, and always have done. She's a Jersey Swedish Red Cross. People go out in a pair in the morning, and we put them on their halters. They're very used to being halted.
They have some
concentrated oats, and while they're munching that, we milk them into the pails and have a nice chat. They're strawed up, and they've got plenty of hay. We give them our own hay that we've grown here during the summer. And then we take the milk back to the dairy kitchen. We've got these big fat settling pans.
When the cream rises, so we scoop it off,
lashings
and
of
then
cream
people
on there.
Can make coffee or cereal.
Like with it, really, ice cream, butter. We don't pasteurise our milk. All the kids have grown up on that, and so have we. But it's just what we've always done.
Yeah, it's just lovely to go straight to the fridge and pour off some milk that's just come straight from the cow.